Blog Talk Radio.
Sinners, get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is doing
what you're gonna do.
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart to the Lord.
What you gonna do?
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 Radio. Your program is The Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come across these airwaves on tonight. I just thank you for allowing me into your workspace. I thank you for allowing me into the living room area. And I thank you for allowing me to ride on down the dangerous in byway with The Old Ship of Zion on your radio dial. I just thank those of you that are out there in my live podcast audience on tonight that are able to tune in. I know it's relatively late, but I all in the same token, I thank those of you that stay up late to catch a glimpse of the Old Ship of Zion. And for doing so, God has a blessing engraved with your name on it. And I hope and pray that all is well in your family circle. I hope and pray that you had a beautiful day at Mass and whatever your itinerary consists of today, that God was in the equation. And I, like I said before, I'm just so delighted to be able to come across these airways and to bring you the divine word of God. Hallelujah. And I'll be with you tonight, 30 minutes on the clock. And before we go into any further preliminaries, I would ask those of you that are out there in my live podcast audience on tonight to bow your beautiful heads as we acknowledge the one and only our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We're going to acknowledge him, and we're going to come across these airways each and every program, putting the Lord at the center stage. God said he's number one, and he will not be number two. So, with that being said, we're going to go now into prayer. With those of you, bow your heads, please. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for assembling us together in unity once again around the spectrum. Father God, we know that this earthly planet is not our eternal home, God. We know that you have lying in waiting or in reserve a mansion that's not built by mortal man, God. But you are his creator and you are his architect. But until you crack those beautiful blue skies, one of these historical days, we'll be coming and going as pilgrims through this barren land. Father God, I'm asking you to anoint these lips of clay, God, to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquities. I'm asking you to grace me, your servant, hallelujah, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their souls. These and other blessings we ask in your son Jesus' mighty name. And we shall all say amen. And amen. And hallelujah. Like I first stated, I am just so delighted to be able to come across these airways and bring you the gospel truth, the gospel of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And God instructed me to go out into the world and preach not Janice Ward gospel, but preach Jesus' gospel to every creature. And he said that he that believeth is baptized. He that believeth not shall be damned. So my assignment is to go into the world and tell the goodness of Jesus Christ. And I come to let you know tonight that Jesus Christ loves you. You may say, Overseer Ward said, I just feel like, you know, no one loves me and I don't have a reason to exist. Probably all of my relatives pretty much is in demise and I just feel like a loner. Well, I come to serve you notice on tonight that Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you to the utmost. And Jesus proved his love when he went out on Calvary Cross over 2,000 light years ago. And he died till the sun refused to shine. Hallelujah. They hung him high and they stretched him wide, God. Hallelujah. And I want you to know that God loves you tonight. And I love you too. And I don't want you to feel ever alone. Because we now living in a society to where the world is in need of love. Hallelujah. And if you can just pass by someone with a kind word of hello and greeting, God bless you. That go a long way. That'll go a long way with a person that just feel like he has no reason or she has no reason for existence. But I want you to know again that Jesus loves you. And he cares for you. He cares all about you. Hallelujah. And if Jesus have 99 sheep and it's one that's missing, God will go and search out looking for that 100 sheep. Hallelujah. Or the 99 sheep, God will go off looking for his, hallelujah, beloved son or daughter. So I just want you to know that Jesus loves you on tonight. And if you have any prayer petitions that you want to present before the throne of God, you're most certainly encouraged to call into the station. And our number is 646-200-3074. And our toll-free number is 877-598-8854. Those numbers again are 646-200-3074. Our toll-free number is 877-598-8654. You're welcome to call in and talk with the host, and that is Overseer Ward. Hallelujah. And so, without any further ado, we're going to go on in to our scheduled program. And I'm not going to be before you long. I'm not going to, you know, just be hard on tonight, but I'm just coming across softly, and I'm just still feeling the sense of loss earlier this week with Dr. Maya Angelou, and like I first stated, and I have been bringing across these airways, is that she's a soldier that's gone on, called on home, but I'll tell you, her demise is being felt. I know with myself and across the spectrum. So we are praying for the family, for God to strengthen them. Hallelujah. Because we know that God, hallelujah, can strengthen where there's seem to be, you know, weakness and just despair. God can deliver. So we just praying that God would touch the Dr. Maya Angelou family and friends and all of those around the world on tonight. Hallelujah. So we're going to go on into, like I said, our scheduled program. And our sermon on tonight entitled, Let's Talk About It. Anger. I'm going to say that one more time. Let's talk about it. Anger. And our first key scripture is coming out of the law of Proverbs 3:3. And it reads like this. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them upon the tablet of your heart. And that's coming out of the law of Proverbs 3:3. And our second key scripture is coming out of the law of Ephesians 4:26. And it reads like this. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. And that's found again in the law of Ephesians 4:26. And so there was a police officer called in the city of San Diego, and they had received a complaint from a woman who said she was getting annoying phone calls in the middle of the night. She had said that a person would phone her and bark like a dog and then hang up. Then the police eventually discovered that the source of the call was a neighbor. He said that whenever he was awakened by the barking of her dog, he wanted to make sure she was awake too. The naval approach certainly didn't express the wisdom of God, but we find out that the scripture tells us that it is often necessary to face a problem head on. Read also in the law of Matthew 18:15-20 says that at the right time and for the sake of all parties involved, an honest discussion is part of the solution. And we know that all of us has gotten angry at some point in time in our lives. And we said things that we wish to take back. And we said things that we were sorrowful for. Hallelujah. And yet such a loving, open approach is not usually followed among Christians. Rather than trusting God and walking in tense situation with a clear conscience and a desire for peace, we tend to play games. We tend to hints. We know that hints are dropped and affection is withheld. Conversation, we find out, is abbreviated and the air gets chilly and ice formed around a situation that can only be melted by a wise combination of merely mercy and truth. That's in the law of Proverbs 3:3. We find out that our complaints against others cannot be smoothed over, hallelujah, by bearing our anger. If a problem is not small enough to overlook, graciously then let's talk about it. We know that, hallelujah, if you can't forgive a brother for the wrong he's done to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I would suggest you to go to him and talk it over. That's the Christian thing to do. Because we know that the best way to destroy your enemy is to make him your friend. Hallelujah. And we're talking about, let's talk about it, anger on tonight. We know that some of us have gotten so angry, you know, until we just almost just blew our tops. And I can remember on one incident, one occasion to where I went into the bank, and I don't know what discrepancy that erupted, but something that on my end, you know, I felt like was a displeasure to me. And so I went to the bank manager, and I was really angry, really angry. And you know, comments flared, and I know I said some things that I didn't mean and I shouldn't have said. But anyway, I was escorted, I presume, you know, pretty much out the door. And I come on home, and I was still smoking. I was still angry. And so the Lord just dealt with me, you know. He just, I mean, you know, when God deals with you, you're really dealt with, I tell you. You know, people said, I don't bother my conscience and let my conscience bother me. But I tell you that you have a conscience and God will prick us in our heart, in our spiritual heart, and let us know that the things that we said to one another, you know, that wasn't pleasing in his eyesight, and that God want us to make that right. And so, you know, God told me, you know, he wanted me to apologize for the comments that I'd made. And so I got on the telephone, and I called into the bank, and I told the manager, I said, I'm the lady that just left there. I said, I said some things that I know I shouldn't have said. I said, would you please forgive me? And he told me, oh, he would certainly forgive me, and, you know, if I needed anything, to just let him know. And so I was pleased, you know, and just, you know, readiness to forgive me. And so I felt good about that. But, you know, God would not leave it as that. God didn't just allow me to, you know, call him up on the phone and that be that. But God went on a little further, and God summoned me to go back, drive back down to the bank personally and look at the man face to face and apologize a second time. And you know what? You that are out there and saints of God that are listening around the world, I am an obedient daughter. I do not want to be a disobedient child of God, but I want to be an obedient child of God. When the Father says something to me and tells me to do something, I want to be able to say, yes, Father God, yes, I will do that. And so I got into my automobile and drove back up to the bank, looked the man straight in the eye, eyeball to eyeball, told him again, I am so sorry for what I said. Please forgive me. And, you know, I felt so good after that. And looked like, you know, you just feel just zooming warm, just flowing through your body, you know, and letting you know that God approved of your obedience. Saints and friends and you that are out there in my digital listener audience on tonight, we have to be obedient to God. We have to sit down and listen to God when he's talking to us, because he's our heavenly spiritual father. And so we are his spiritual kids, our spiritual children. And so we are to listen to what our father has to say to us in the spirit realm. And I'll tell you, you will feel so much better when you forgive, you know, an individual that has wronged you, you know. And so I'm also want to share with you that on Friday morning, there was a man walking on the streets of Washington, D.C., and he had asked another individual for some change, hallelujah, and then the individual began to talk, and he began to confess that he was ashamed of how far he had fallen. And he said that he had been in the D.C. area for 4 years with nothing positive to show for it. And he felt that he couldn't go home. His bad temper had created problems at home within his foster family. In many years, hallelujah, he had harbored unresolved anger toward his biological father, who had been absent from his home. And he said that, hallelujah, that he, the individual that he'd asked for the change from, told him that he needed to forgive his father. And so he said that that was the beginning of healing. And then he also said that, you know, while he was explaining that to him, that tears began to roll down his cheek. And we know that we are sorrowful individuals because God loving spirit down in us, and it makes us loving and makes us sorrowful for the things that we said or the things that we have done. So if you have the love of Jesus in your heart and spirit on tonight, and if you anyone, I would encourage you to call him up if you can call them up and make the wrong right. If you can write them a letter of apology. If you can go where they are, I would suggest you to get in your car and go where they are and apologize. You will be glad that you did. And we know that when Jesus gave his disciples a model for praying, hallelujah, it included the notion of forgiveness. Forgive us of our trespasses. We forgive, hallelujah. And we know that to the degree we forgive others, God will forgive us. If we don't forgive, God will not forgive us. We must change our hearts toward our brothers or sisters, which lead to forgiveness. Forgiveness requires that we renounce or give up our anger, hallelujah, or resentment against another. And for this individual that had been, you know, just on the streets of Washington, had meant giving up his anger against his father. And even though he hadn't seen him in years, hallelujah, he decided that anger and resentment would any longer direct his thoughts and emotions he needed to say. He said, "Forgive, I forgive you, Dad. I forgive the hurt I've caused you and you caused me. And I pray that God will give us the opportunity to talk it out and put the past, hallelujah, to put the past totally in the past." And we know that each and every one of us need to look in the mirror and ask God to change our ways. And I'd like to ask you that out there in my podcast audience and around the world tonight, are there hurt we have not forgiven? Have we not reconciled with some people, which is driving us to act and behave, hallelujah, and feel an unchristian way? We can experience the joy of letting go of our anger. We can be liberated from acting in ways that harm rather than heal. We know that forgiveness benefits the other person, but it does even more for us. For as long as we harbor ill will toward others, we block our spiritual growth, spiritually blessing, and our usefulness to God. And I would just suggest that you ask God to forgive you and give you a loving and a reconciling heart on today. Because we know that we are to forgive as Christ has forgiven us. Hallelujah. And I know my time is running on, but I'm going to share a little bit more with you before I bring our program to a close. And there was also an incident where a Supreme Court Justice, White, he was in the Salt Lake City to give a speech. And in that time of his speech, he was attacked by an angry man. And then the suspect said that he assaulted the respected judge because of his high court decision. He said that Justice White is causing four-letter words to come into my living room through the TV set. Rationalizing his attack, he continued, "The only way I know how to stop it is to go to the source." That's where the man went wrong, of course. He had a perfect right to voice his strong opinion. He was even justified in becoming angry. If he believed a court decision encouraged immortality, but the manner he chose to express his indignation was as bad as if not worse than a wrong court decision. We find out that in today's scripture text says, "Be angry and do not sin." That's in the law of Ephesians 4:26. Hallelujah. We know that what others say and do may arouse our anger and in some cases should make us angry. But we must be careful we do not overreact and lose control. The Apostle Paul reminded us that though we walk in the flesh, we do not war against to the flesh. That's found in the law of 2 Corinthians 10:3-4. Hallelujah. You might want to ask this question on tonight. Overseer Ward, should Christians ever become angry? My answer to you would be certainly. But we should never allow our anger to erupt in a sinful response. Because, you know, two wrongs don't make a right. And I would just suggest that when an anger stirs within our heart because of wrong we see, we must with love address the fault if helpful we would be. So we know that it's not a sin to get angry. But when you get angry at sin, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And before ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to magnetize your spirit and infuse your heart as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. And if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions you would want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Send your correspondence. Make them attentive to, hallelujah, Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. And if you have any prayer petitions before the conclusion of this program, you are most certainly encouraged to call into the studio, and I would be glad to pray with you any prayer petitions that you want to place at the feet of God. You are most certainly welcome to do so at this time. And so, if we have any callers, then I will be gladly to take your call. And so I would just say we will allow this these selections to bring our program to its closure. And until we come across these skyways and highways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now. May God bless you.
The Lord brought you through that time you made.